AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is condemning white supremacy while pleading with the nation to reject the racist beliefs of the grocery store gunman in Buffalo, New York. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The president calls white supremacy a poison that Americans of all races must reject.
Hate will not prevail, and white supremacy will not have the last word.
Blasting the racist replacement theory, which says white people and their influence are being intentionally replaced by people of color.
I and all of you reject the lie.
At a Buffalo community center, the president and first lady met with relatives of the 10 black people killed Saturday after bowing their heads at a memorial near the store. In his remarks, the president read the 10 names and said Americans must do something and refuse to live in a country where people going grocery shopping can be gunned down. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An arrest warrant reveals the girlfriend of a man arrested in Dallas in a shooting that wounded three women in a hair salon in the city's Koreatown told police he had been admitted to health facilities because he was having delusions about Asian Americans. The midterm primary season reaches a busy stretch. Republicans in Pennsylvania and North Carolina decide whether to rally around former President Donald Trump's handpicked choices for critical Senate seats. Stocks are higher on Wall Street, helped by a strong report on retail sales. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The Commerce Department says growing sales of cars, electronics, and at restaurants boosted overall retail sales 0.9% last month. And even when adjusted for inflation, sales increased. The report also revised sales figures for March significantly higher, from a 0.7% gain to 1.4%.
House Democrats have unveiled a $28 million emergency spending bill to address the shortage of infant formula. This is AP News. The head of the World Health Organization is criticizing China's extreme approach to containing the coronavirus.
At a press briefing, WHO Director General Tedros described China's zero COVID strategy as not sustainable after similar remarks last week drew sharp criticism from China. WHO had repeatedly advised Chinese officials about their recommended COVID containment strategies, but that, Tedros says, regarding their choice of policies, it's up to every country to make that choice. The often chaotic implementation of zero COVID in China has stirred considerable resentment and food shortages in Shanghai, where some residents have been under lockdown for more than a month. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The governor of South Carolina has quietly signed a bill into law that would ban transgender students from playing girls' or women's sports in public schools and colleges. Ed Donahue, AP News.